Hi, I'm Ann Makovic.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update.
And we are starting with breaking news right now. Chopper 5 live over I-80 in Fairfield, where a CHP motorcycle officer was involved in a crash with two other vehicles. You're looking at the scene there. It happened at around 9 this morning near Manuel Campos Parkway. You can see the motorcycle there. It's just totaled. And the vehicles that you can see on the upper-hand side of your screen have severe damage. We are hearing that three people were taken to the hospital, but no word yet on their condition. The CHP says that the three right westbound lanes are closed right now. This is, again, I-80 near Fairfield as they continue their investigation, and traffic is really backing up. Drivers are being told to use alternate routes. We are going to continue to monitor this developing situation and bring you the latest as it comes in.
In Stockton today, the 18-year-old son of a Bay Area police chief will appear before a judge. Tyrone McAllister and a 16-year-old male were arrested Wednesday for violently attacking an elderly sick man in Manteca. McAllister is facing counts of attempted robbery, elder abuse, and assault with a deadly weapon. His father is Union City's police chief. The family believes this was a hate crime.
Today, the two men being held responsible for the deadly Ghost Ship warehouse fire are facing their second day of sentencing as part of a plea deal. Master Tenant Derek Almena agreed to 9 years in county jail. Creative Director Max Harris agreed to 6. Family members of both of the men are expected to ask the judge for leniency today. That fire started on December 2nd, 2016, during a party the two threw at a warehouse in Oakland. Fire investigators say the electrical wiring and emergency exits were not up to code. And when a fire started, 36 people were not able to get out of the building and they died. Families of some of the victims say the sentence was nothing more than a slap on the wrist, and they are asking the judge to dismiss the plea bargain or change the sentencing.
This sentence is bankrupt.
3 months for Almena and 2 months for Harris, for each of those lives, was way too short.
Both men getting credit for the time they've already served in jail while waiting for the trial. That means Almena could be released in 3.5 years and Harris just under 2.
New numbers from CAL FIRE now says there are 13 large wildfires currently burning across California, and that more than 13,500 firefighters are working to put them out. In total, more than 671,000 acres have burned and more than 3,000 people remain evacuated.
In Southern California, the Holy Fire is marching closer to homes. Flames have forced many people to flee the fire area in Orange County. So far, more than 10,000 acres have burned, and the flames are only 5% contained. Meanwhile, the man accused of starting that fire will be arraigned today. 51-year-old Forrest Clark is facing several charges, including felony arson. He is accused of deliberately setting the fire on Monday. Police say his home is one of few in the neighborhood still standing. Clark could face life in prison if convicted.
And up north, the two fires making up the Mendocino Complex fire have grown to about the size of Los Angeles. The River and Ranch fires are still threatening thousands of homes, but some of those evacuated have been allowed to return. Overall, the complex is roughly 50% contained.
Let's get right over to Brian Hackney with an update on air quality as those fires continue to burn.
Yeah, we'll do that. First, point out that there are red flag warnings that are posted up around those fires, upper elevations, especially as the winds are up to about 30 miles an hour. Not good news for firefighters, nor is the fact that it'll be in the 90s up there. So there's extreme fire danger. That warning posted through 11 tomorrow. Look at Sutro Tower cloaked at the base in a little gauze of fog there this morning, so low clouds are sticking to the shoreline. Temperatures have warmed. In Concord, 78 degrees. In San Francisco, 59. And in San Jose, 78. In the headlines, we get afternoon sun for just about everybody except along parts of the shoreline. Won't be as hot, but still seasonably warm. And then the cooling, get a little bit of a cooling trend as high pressure eases up, and that trend continues through the weekend. For today, 93 in Santa Rosa, 67 in San Francisco, 85 in San Jose, and 94 in Concord. But that'll be the warmest of it. We'll begin to ease off as we head into the weekend. Five-day forecast shows that we've got low clouds that'll stick to the shoreline all weekend. But look at the numbers inland. They go from 97 back into the low 90s until finally, Eureka, we have found it. Temperatures in the 80s inland by next week. I have a complete forecast on the newscast at midday. Michelle, Ann.
Preseason football has kicked off, and the social justice protests during the national anthem have also resumed. Last night, a few 49er teammates kneeled, but they did stand up as soon as the anthem began. Receiver Marquise Goodwin was also seen raising his arm. In Miami, Dolphins players Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson took a knee, and another teammate raised a fist. This prompted the president to renew his attacks on that act. President Trump tweeted this morning, in part, "Stand proudly for your national anthem or be suspended without pay." The NFL and the Players Union have yet to announce a policy this season regarding anthem demonstrations. The league initially ordered everyone to stand on the sideline or remain in the locker room.
Well, we already know he can sing and he can act, but now Justin Timberlake can add author to his list of talents. The sexy back singer announced on Instagram today he is coming out with a book. It's called Hindsight, and he says he's sharing photos and stories of his life. And yes, including his time with NSYNC. Don't know if Britney Spears is a part of this book, but it's a chapter in his life.
So.
Yeah, you never know. The book comes out on October 30th.
And it is a big weekend for live music in the Bay Area. Outside Lands kicking off today in Golden Gate Park. KPIX 5's Jackie Ward with what you need to know if you're attending.
Outside Lands is officially back for the 11th year in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park. Festival organizers hope that everyone takes advantage of all the food and music that this thing has to offer, but they're also hoping that the people who come here learn a little bit something too, and this year is no different. Female empowerment is a theme people will see throughout the three-day festival, which includes headliners Janet Jackson and Florence and the Machine. Outside Lands organizers say finding female artists to feature as the main attraction was important to them, especially during the Me Too movement. The Weeknd is the third headliner, and other musical acts include Janelle Monáe, Odessa, Future, and Salt and Peppa, just a variety of something for everyone. While this festival is almost equally known for its top-notch food vendors as it is its music, there will also be something for cannabis fans, but it might not be exactly what you think.
The Grasslands area is really dedicated to learning and information about what's going on with cannabis, but there's no actual consumption or sales of cannabis on site here at the festival.
In order to make the security lines run a bit smoother and faster this year, Outside Lands is changing up what is allowed inside the venue and what is not. Here's a list for you. You'll notice an emphasis on clear bags. So regular sized backpacks or larger bags have to be a clear material. Fanny packs, small bags, and empty hydration packs are still okay, but any big non-clear bag or a large hydration pack with more than two pockets will not be allowed in. If you went to Clusterfest in San Francisco earlier this year, it is the same exact bag policy. Security opens up at 11 this morning. The first three musical acts take the various stages at noon today. In Golden Gate Park, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
And if you're heading out there, we want to see your best Outside Lands photos. Share them with us by using the hashtag OutsideLandsKPIX, and we could feature some of your photos in our special online gallery.
Have you ever been to Outside Lands?
No. I'm too afraid of crowds. Well, not afraid, but I don't like the hassle factor.
I know.
But I do have a little bit of what we were talking about earlier, FOMO.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out, because it looks like there's some great acts.
Have you ever been?
To Outside Lands? No, I want to go, and especially this year, because I'm a huge fan of Jenna Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the weekend.
This year's your year.
But it's not, because we don't have the tickets.
Yeah, we're not going.
Use your press pass, knock yourself out.
Right. Well, we stream our newscast at noon every day on KPIX.com.
We will be back in less than 60 minutes.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com, and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.